This happens to be the fourth of four deos as to what exactly is going on with Beis Shammai. We saw Reb Zeira, we saw Reb Yosef. And now we're going to encounter the view of Rava, which is very succinctly expressed. Emmanuel, take it away. Rava Amar, Hainu Taima de Beis Shammai. You want to know what Beis Shammai is all about? It's not Kesef Amor B'Torah. It's not even Isha Makpedes Alatzma. Hainu Taima de Beis Shammai. Shelo Yu Benos Yisrael Kehefker. How do you understand? We need a dinar because anything short of a dinar. Oh, good. Rashi, very good. Kehefker. Go ahead. So Rashi says, Liknos. So Rashi says, first of all, that, you know, what was getting the rabbi's gander was this idea that a kinyan kiddushin could be a dvar muat. It shouldn't be a dvar muat, it should be a davar chashuv. Number two, Rashi maintains that this is only a din derabana. Midoraisa Beis Shammai is moda that a pruta should be sufficient as it is for kol ha'Torah kula chamesh prutos hein to din mamon. But given the fact that the rabbis have been empowered over the entire realm of kiddushin, kiddas Moshe v'Yisrael, the mechanism of Afkenu will lead us to say that Bechol Mikra U'Mikra, in every single case, will demand the minimum of a dinar. It's a din derabanan, a very fascinating application of Afkenu. That's Shitas Rashi. So, Emmanuel, let me turn around and ask you a question. Was it obvious to you from the Gemara that Rava was making a statement on the derabanan level? Yeah, it's not clear. Could be. But there isn't any firm indication that it's the case. Hainu time of the Beis Shammai shelo yubnos Yisrael kehefker. Rashi assumes that Beis Shammai is moda, that for purposes of kiddushin, a pruta should be sufficient, but the rabbis were uncomfortable with it. Kiddushin has to be a kinyan chashuv because that's the whole idea. Echoes of the Sefer Achinach, exactly Eitan, what you anticipated. Now it's sort of reached its most dramatic conclusion. You know, Emmanuel, just to push things a little bit further, if I were to ask you, have we seen this idea before that Rashi's articulating, that even Beis Shammai fundamentally believes that a pruta should be sufficient for kiddushin? Where have we seen that idea? That even Beis Shammai believes that? Gavi? Tosfos. That's what Tosfos said. Right? In terms of Poshet Es Yad. So now you can see sort of in the Madura Tinyana why I came back and I wanted to put this here. So I thought it was a really good segue. And also a very, very strong indication is Gemara about the Kinyan of Kiddushin really being a Din Prati. It's not a din klali kinyana b'chol ha'Torah kula, but it has to represent a dvar chashuv. And we're willing to employ the radical mechanism of afkenu to take somebody's marriage and to say, here come the rabbis, big government, afkenu rabbanon l'kiddushin minei, that we're willing to say that because shelo yubnos Yisrael kehefker. And now, you know, Hanan's argument is not going to be able to hold water, right? You can't just say that, oh, it's her. She's makpedes alatzma. She's, you know, grifting. She's a rodefes mamon. This has nothing to do with her. This is the rabbis insisting that a pruta is, you know, degrading. And the kinyan kiddushin has to represent the dvar chashiv. Now this line of thinking, which Rashi is, you know, really endorsing in a very strong way, this line of thinking reaches an even greater level of emphasis in whose shita? Excellent. The Ritva. Because the Ritva's position, and Emmanuel will put it into the record for us in a second, is it's not her. It's not even the rabbis. But who's responsible for this? D'oraisa, to Din Torah, that the Kinyan Kiddushin is not the same as Kinyanim B'chol HaTorah Kula. We're not looking for the definition of Mamon, Dehainu Pruta B'chol HaTorah Kula. We're looking for an amount of Mamon that's reflective of the aims of Kiddushin, a Kinyan Chashav. For an institution that isn't just any institution, but it's a Kiddushas Yisrael institution. So the Ritva goes and he quotes Rashi and he says, you know, the rabbis will use Afkinu, Bli Get, or Get Kol Kamine, even if it's, you know, not the highest quality Get. And then he says, Inami, and it's not just any Inami, but Vehu Hanachon, right, Emmanuel, that this is my Shita, says the Ritva, I believe this. Chaisa! Ukme Rachmana Adinar. The Torah itself. It's not her, it's not the rabbis. Tibbeinu Shalolam said, Kinyan Kiddushin can't be a pruta. Shelo Yubinos Yisrael Kehefker. Go ahead. Ukmi Rachman Adinar. Yeah. And who is Machbid? Not her. Not the rabbis. Torah itself. Bona Shalom himself. Who anachon, says the Ritva. That Shita's Beishamai. A remarkable Shita. Aliba the Rava. So now we have, right, Chanan, I think you'll agree, this is not just a transactional, you know, kind of a thing. She thinks it's, you know, a big payday for her. But the Kiddushin as an institution demands more. And it demands more on a deraisa level. Now again, we have to be very careful. This is all for Beis Shammai. But it's quite possible, mi de Beis Shammai, nishma le Beis Hillel, that even if Beis Hillel says, yeah, we'll use the standard of Mamon b'chol HaTorah Kula, we totally agree to this idea that it's not a Kenyan like any other Kenyan, that the Kenyan here aspires to more. Right? So that's the direction that we're going in. And with that, we're ready to enter the world of Chalipin. Emmanuel, take it away. Gimel Amud Aleph. Minyan d'reish l'miyutei mai, minyan d'seif l'miyutei mai, minyan d'reisha l'miyutei chupa. Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, yes, those are viable Darche Kinyan. Chuppa, not. Chuppa is the closer. It's not the opener. Well, last time I taught Kiddushin, the whole concept of an opener hadn't been invented yet. You ask yourself, why did the Ribon Shalolam introduce an institution called an opener in baseball? Undoubtedly, it was so that we could better explain the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Gimel and Daf. Not everybody who's a skilled opener can close, and not everybody who's a closer can open. It's a different skill set. So a chuppah is really tailored to seal the deal for purposes of nisuin. It mimics knisa labayis. But it's not an opener. It's not something that can forge a union. It's not kesef, it's not shtar, it's not bia. Ula Rav Huna, go ahead, Emmanuel. According to Rav Huna, who feels that chuppah is effective for purposes of the Kenyan Kiddushin Mikal Vachomer. So what's the Minyana Dereisha? He says, Yisha Niknes V'shalos Drachem. So presumably the Mishnah had enough faith in us to be able to add Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. That's three. Why did it have to tell us three? It means three and not four. Mute. Chalipin. Sal kedaita chamino. Masada mikni bechalipin af ishanami mikni bechalipin. Oh, you'd have had a viable havamina that if chalipin is effective for purposes of a sada, so surely it should work for Nisha. After all, don't we know that she's compared to the sada? This week's sedra, nasati kesef hasada kach mimeni ki yikach ish isha kicha kicha mistei Ephraim masada mikne bechalipin avishanam mikne bechalipin kamash malon. So says the Gemara, you know what, that sounded pretty good to me. Once we're living in a kicha kicha mistei Ephraim world, aren't we just saying that an isha is a sada? Not kiha adam eats a sada, but kiha isha, you know, sada. So Emmanuel, ve'ema hachanami. So it should work. So the Gemara answers, chalipin. Ve'isha bipachos, mi'vatsha ve'pruta. Lo, miknia nafsha. So chalipin is ruled out, even though it seemed to get pretty close to crossing the threshold. And the question really is why. So we say Yisneu bepachos misha vepruta. Chalipin can be done with an object, as we spoke about before, kelav shulkone, shitas rav. That's pachos misha vepruta. It's almost worthless. Isha bepachos misha vepruta lo mekanya nafsha. So that line, isha bepachos miex lo mekanya nafsha. What does that remind you of? What does that remind you of? That should sound very familiar, Gavi. Oh, okay, but just in terms of this idea, the isha, the pachos mi'ah, whatever the X is, here it happens to be shava pruta, but where have we seen this idea, like very, very recently? Yes? Yeah, exactly, and the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph, right? You're just shifting over from a pruta to a dinar. Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai. That's what I was saying before, right? Just because they disagree about the amount doesn't necessarily mean that they're disagreeing in substance about what's going on here. So it sounds like the Gemara is trying to suggest somehow the Kinyan Kiddushin, right, David, it aspires to more. It can't be something, Rashi said, Daf Yud Beis, a Dvar Muat. It has to be something more substantive, more significant. And we don't have, you know, the most affirmative associations with Kinyan Chalip, as the Gemara seems to be suggesting. Let's look at Rashi and Tosfos Riyazaka. Minyan Dreisha Shalos Drachim Minyan Deseva Kones Atzir B'Shtei Drachim Yutei Kupa. Go ahead, Emmanuel. Let's go. She Imasra. Let's go. Come on, come on. She must rala via la chuppa. In other words, chuppa is really good on the closing end for nisuin, but not for the opening end. So the Rav Huna, the common bishmaitza, get to it on daf hey. He says, well, if it can close, surely it can open. So it's lemute chalipin. Okay, so Rashi defines chalipin as we said, Kinyan Sudar, that the kli that was most often chosen by the Kona was his kerchief. Kinyan Sudar, the mocher, takes the sudar, just as the sudar goes into his possession, albeit largely temporarily, so the field would go into the possession of the kona. So ma'asa demikni b'chalipin dechziv. There they didn't use a kerchief, but a shoe. Vayishlof na'lo v'hasam sadehavi. So ma'asa demikni b'chalipin. So it should work for an isha. Not so. Chalipin isnei v'pachos misha v'pruta. Kaimulon perikazov konin b'chli avu pishin v'shevepruta. And what's Rashi's bottom line here? And isha v'pachos misha v'pruta lo mikni yenafsha. She's not going to go long. Why? Says Rashi. Diginai hula. It's degrading to her. Pachos misha v'pruta, which is a zone in which Chalipin operates, Ginai Hula Hilkach, says Rashi. So even if the Kli happens to be worth more than a Shavapruta, institutionally, we have disqualified Chalipin. Why? Who can articulate it? Nachi?
Not just about it being something significant about her getting it, but it's the fact that Chalipin as an action isn't
a little sharper. Chalipin not as an action, but Chalipin as a method. A method is not considered a Maisa Chashav. Good. V'afilu b'chli sheyesh v'shavapruta yayiv la b'lashon chalipin ad yayiv la b'toras lashon kinyan okicha okidushin. Because then it would become a kinyan mamon all over again. What about Tosas Riazakin? Very similar formulation. Lo mikni enafsha hilkach. Afop shehirotza. She could be willing to go along with it, right? Remember Tosos Saliba de Beishamai, Pashta Yada? Here we'll say even she can't go that far, but Ladaita. Afop shehirotza liskadish pachos misha v'pruta. Okay, so the Torah has explicitly ruled out this method. So it's really interesting. Tosas Riazakin's formulation of what happened to Chalipin is very parallel to what? We have to say, Tosas Riazakin's formulation of why Chalipin is invalid is sort of like exactly the same shita as Nachi. The Ritva's version of Pruta for Beis Shammai. But the Torah itself said it's not considered chashav, even if she would be willing to go along with it. Not the rabbis. Right? Fascinating. Okay. So this is the Gisha of Rashi, the Gisha of the Tosas Riazakin. And again, you have to really hold on to this Shita and Rashi, because as some of you may have seen, I don't think everybody gave Rashi the full credit that he deserved. What do I mean by that? Hopefully some of you picked up on this in the Chavrusa. Gavi?
Oh.
Correct. The Bali Atosos may have been a little bit unfair to Rashi in some of their line of questioning. Rashi seems to be very, very clear that Chalipin was disqualified across the board because as a method, it is not considered to be a kinyan chashev. Why is it not considered to be a kinyan chashev? Isneu bepachos misha v'pruta. The Bali Atosos, I don't think were entirely fair to Rashi in their line of questioning, but this is a very significant Tosos. Okay, Emmanuel, take it away. Pirish v'kontris. Mishum de gnai hula hilkach batula teres chalipin de kiddushin v'afilu b'chli sheyesh b'shavapruta yayiv la b'teres chalipin v'kash shel Rabbeinu Tam. The four kashes of Rabbeinu Tam. Right, children get up on Pesach and they're told to present the four questions. There are those who present these four questions. Ezra Leibowitz has been doing it for 15 years. Go ahead, Emmanuel. Let's go. Okay. The kasha the Rabbeinu Tam dim kein pashta yad v'kibla. Oh, so if you're going to make it about what's degrading to her, so she might say, as we said before, just Aliba de Beis Shammai, I'm a tavla made to have kind of a gal, so, you know, even pachos mishava pruta. Why should there be any limit at all? Number one. Number two. Im kena mailo parach b'gemara. Once it's, you know, subjective, it's just a gnai for her. Amelo parach b'gemara b'nasei d'Rabbi Yanai d'kapto anafshayu v'lo mekatiu pachos mitirka v'dinari v'chulik yehechi d'parach l'kaman amilsa d'Beis Shammai. Why did Beis Hillel get off easy? Why doesn't the Gemara give the same treatment to Beis Hillel as it did to Beis Shammai? That if you're going to make it subjective, then you're going to be Eif Tzaris, because everybody's got their own red lines. The b'nasei d'Rabbi Yanai are living in a different stratosphere. This is like two opposite questions, but right? You're saying, if it's subjective, it should be less than a pruta for some. And if it's subjective, it could be, you know, in the stratosphere of b'nasei d'Rabbi Yanai. Now again, Gavi, I totally agree with you. I don't think this is really a fair question, because what did Rashi say? Did Rashi really say it was subjective? Right, he said the method has been invalidated. So I don't think that these are particularly, you know, I don't think that these questions are particularly well-founded against Rashi. That's not what Rashi was saying, that Ginai Hula translates to, you know, it's really Nasata Devarech HaLashurin, so I don't think Rabbeinu Tam was being fair to his, you know, Zaidi, but okay, sometimes that happens. V'od, number three, Kasha. This is really interesting. Right, that's what the Gemara says. If it works for a Sada, it should work for an Isha. What's good for the goose is good for the... Right, once we say that she's really a field, you know, so anything that works for a field, you know, the whole argument is, well, Chalipin works for a field, so it's got to work for her, so why don't we say she could be, you know, acquired through Chazaka as well? Nachi, tell me, maybe actually that is one of the Darchekin. Maybe the version of Chazaka that exists by Nisha is actually called... Nice. And number four, the ode... Minala. We have this whole fancy limud. What do we end up deriving for a star? How do we know that a star actually works, Aiden? Excellent. Sariel, biyatza v'haisa, makish havayli yitzia, mayitzia b'shtar, af havayanami b'shtar. So why do we need that? Just say, oh, she's a field. So star works for a field, so it should work for an isha. Right, so the last two questions are actually really good questions. And they bring Rabbeinu Tam to the heart of the matter. Kach near the Benu Tandigas Nipachos Misheva Pruta Lo Miknia Vilo Goras Nafsha Delobik paid the Talia Mill said it's nothing to do with her predilections or her sensitivities. Ella, go ahead. Pani time mishum de gamar kicha kicha miste efrin dichsev bekesef lo mikre kesef. The outer boundary of kesef is shaveprutta. Okay, v'hamakshe shehikshe tchila ve'ema hachanami b'shtar v'chazaka lo hikshe. He never thought that star and chazaka could possibly be viable. Dapshita. Kicha kicha mistei efrin doesn't mean a woman is a field. A field is a woman. That's not what kicha kicha mistei efrin means. But what it meant to say was that just as kesef is a viable method for transacting a field, So to kesef is a viable method for transacting an isha. We weren't applying the other darche hakinyan of a field to a woman. A woman is not a field. So hence shtar and chazaka, you know, were never contemplated. That's why you need a separate limud for shtar. Now again, chazaka is a very important issue. Ulahachi mi boil on the common b'shtar minolan deloga mina misada el lekesef dafka dechsiv bekicha. What we learn from kicha kicha mistei efron is that kicha nasati kesef hasade kachimeni kiikach ish isha, that kesef is a viable derech of a kinyan by sada and also by isha. Oh, so the reason that we had a viable havamina that chalipin should be effective is that of all of the darechei hakinyan, it's the most similar to kesef. So once you have kicha kicha mistei efron, you wouldn't naturally include shtar. That's a totally different mechanism. You wouldn't naturally include chazaka. That's a completely different mechanism. But chalipin, no, that's similar enough. What happens with kesef? You give a certain amount of money to her. What happens with chalipin? You give an object worth a certain amount of money. Kesef, shvei kesef. Shvei kesef and chalipin, they look exactly the same to an outside observer. So the Bali Atosos are saying, that was the Havamina. The Havamina was that chalipin are just a tributary, a tolda of kesef. And this is what the Gemara means. This is Shakuntari Vema Khanamish Teknisha Bechalipin Ksheish Beisam Khalipin Shavapruta Kein Kesef Tikra Tfe Mishtar Shishva Shavapruta Tein Utsarh Shishva Shtar Pruta Gamino Megitin Kaswal Surisa Hana Kosher Shtar, as we saw in the Chinuch, is a Maisa Khashiv anyway. So it would never really need to be a Pruta. We don't care about that. It's a different Derech Kenyan. Aval Khalipin Umishani, and this is the answer. Just one more line in Tosos. Eina mitam kesef, ella. Oh. Kinyan acherhu. So Rabbeinu Tam thinks that he discovered America. And Rabbeinu Tam is of the belief that, you know, he came up with this completely original reading of the Shakla Vitaria. The Shakla Vitaria was to say that chalipin, unlike shtar and unlike chazaka, is something that's very similar to kesef. So once you know that kesef is a viable derech kinyan of an isha, so maybe chalipin is kein kesef. It's, you know, pretty much the same. And, you know, providing the stipulation that you'd be using chalipin that was worth a shavapruta. And what the Gemara means to answer is that since chalipin can be done bepachos mishavapruta, then by definition, it's not kesef. Because the outer boundary of kesef, right, Hanan, is what? Exactly. So once you know that chalipin can be effectuated, that tells me that it's a different derech kinyan entirely, like shtar, like chazaka, unlike kesef. That's Rabbeinu Tam's, you know, contribution. Now I ask you the following question. Did Rashi not say this? Rabbeinu Tam is convinced he's saying something completely different than Rashi. Oh, Rashi said it's a genai hula. And as it starts attacking Rashi. Right? Oh, well, let's say it's not a genai. Let's say she's willing to accept pachos mishava pruta. You know, and why didn't the Gemara ask here about Panase de Rabbianai? So clearly it's not about her subjective viewpoint. Does anybody here believe that that's what Rashi said? Let's go back and read Rashi. Emmanuel, you read it the first time. Isha bachos mishav pruta lo mikne yanafsha, deginai hula, because it would be degrading to her. Hilkach. I yohiv lo b'lashon chalipin ad yohiv lo b'toras lashon kinyan, basically until he gives it to her as a form of kiddushei kasef. So I'll admit to Rabbeinu Tam that, yeah, it's true, Rashi didn't come along and say the hava mina was that chalipin is kein kesef, but substantively he comes exactly to the same place. That the Havamina was that Chalipin is a viable Derech Kinyan, somehow an extension of Kesef in that fashion. And the answer is, because Chalipin can just as easily be done B'pachos Mishavapruta as it can be done above a Shavapruta, that tells us that it's not the kind of Kinyan that we need for purposes of Kiddushin. For purposes of Kiddushin, we need a Kinyan Chashav. And Chalipin quite simply is not. Isneo B'pachos Mishavapruta, Batel Lehu Mitoras Kiddushin. So again, Rabbeinu Tam may have a little bit of a sharper formulation in terms of Ke'en Kesef, but David, I don't see anywhere that Rashi is guilty of the things that Rabbeinu Tam is accusing him of. He never said it was subjective to a particular woman. De Ginai Hula. He said Ginai Hula in the objective sense. If I had to say what Ginai Hula means, it's exactly what the Gemara says on Yud Beis Amud Aleph for Pachos Midina or Aliba de Beis Shammai. Whether you think that's a Din D'Rabbanan or whether you think that's a Din D'Oraisa. But it's unacceptable. It's not about a particular woman. And a Tosus Riazokain, frankly, who has the same gear, says Rashi, I think is the Makad Apatish, right? He's not saying that Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, take out the word, nafsha, it's not about her. So the Tosus Riazokain says, lehefech, lo miknia nafsha, hilkach avopi, even if you knew that she was willing to take it. Avopi shehi rotsa lehiskavish fachs mishabapruta, eina kidushin klum. And that I believe to be absolutely what Rashi would say also. So I think Rashi was very unfairly treated in this sugya. I've always believed that. Ginai hulo. But the point is, in terms of our mahalich, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam come out essentially to the same place. Whether or not they have gears that differs by one word. But the point is that Chalipin are disqualified because it's not a Kinyan Chashev. And the way that we know it's not a Kinyan Chashev is it's Neyu B'pachos Mishavapruta. And the Kinyan Kiddushin isn't just any Kinyan. And the fact that it works for a field tells me nothing about it working for Kiddushin. Because you know what I'm trying to do when I make a kinyan on a field? Not a trick question. What am I trying to do when I make a kinyan on a field? To buy a field. That's what I'm trying to do. You play to win the game. You buy the field to buy the field. Why am I trying to do a kinyan on Anisha? To generate Kiddushin. To aspire to something more. V'tzivanu al ha'arayos. V'asar lanu es harusos. V'itir lanu es hanesuos lanu al yudei chupa v'kiddushin. Baruch ata Hashem mekadesh amo Yisrael. This isn't about acquiring a field. So the Derech HaKinyan must reflect the aspiration towards Kedusha. And you can draw the line in different places. You could say Pachos Midinar, if you're the Ritva, on a Raisa level. Pachos Midinar, Rachmana Amar, that this is not a Kinyan Chashev. And just one frame shift over, if we're talking about Chitas Beis Hillel, and my contention is that this was Rashi's implication the whole time, and Rabbeinu Tam simply arrived without realizing it, the same conclusion as his grandfather, that Chalipin Isneo B'Pachos Mishavapruta means it's not the kind of Kinyan that can establish the framework of Kedusha that we're looking for. Does it work for a field? Every day of the week and twice on Sunday. But it's not the kind of Kinyan that Kedusha needs to be. Ho'il v'isneu b'pachos mishavepruta. And in case you didn't believe Rashi or take him at his word, batil la mitoras kiddushin, take it from the Tosfos Riyazake. Even if she wants to. It's not about her subjective standards. It's about the Torah standards for what a particular kinyan has to look like. So even if she's poshet asyad, it doesn't make a difference. The Torah said this is not viable. So it's not about her, and it's not about the rabbis, but it's about the Torah standard for what a kinyan chashav looks like. Jack, let me give you the last word.